Jenny and Ian's Love Island Look Back.
Okay, 11 have now become 13.
Yeah, 13 good-looking people in one place. Yeah. And my opinions of them all have changed yet again.
I love that you're going through this for the first time. What a roller coaster, Ian.
Yes.
What a roller coaster. We've got so much to talk about.
Jenny and Ian's Love Island Look Back from Jeb.
Okay, so where you at? Who you loving, who you hating today?
Well, I mean, I think I hate Laura more than I hated her before.
Right, yeah, agreed. She's doing herself no favours. Let's talk about the Laura Wes situation.
Yeah, I think, number one, Wes is a good guy. I like Wes.
Yeah.
He comes across as real genuine, sort of guy I could be pals with. Laura, on the other hand, I mean, you know what? It came out, I saw some pictures of her on the internet the other day, or yesterday, of her with Dane Bowers, right? No beef with that.
Yeah, good for her.
Yeah, good for her.
Bomb diggy.
And all I could think about was, right, maybe, because I don't know how they met or anything, but maybe she's that sort of person that likes a bit of, a bit of attention.
Mm-hmm.
She likes to be with the big dogs.
Yeah.
I think Wes, at the moment, is probably one of the bigger dogs in the house.
He's one of the alphas, definitely.
He is.
He's a quiet alpha, which is quite attractive.
He's a quiet alpha.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I don't think that she genuinely finds him attractive. I don't think she really fancies him. I think she's probably, in reality, he's probably a bit young for her, isn't he?
Yeah.
Do you agree with that?
Definitely. She's 29. She does look older than 29. Got my suspicions there. I'm not saying anything.
Fake ID.
Yeah. Yes. And Wes is only 20. 9 years difference. Mm. Now, also, I kind of think it's a bit suspicious that she didn't like Wes. And all it took for true love to happen was Adam to pie her and her to see in the game they played that he once spent £1,000 on a first date. And all of a sudden she's like, Wes, bring him here.
And like the spooning thing.
Yeah.
I loved spooning with Wes. And then when she, do you know when they were laid together in the bed?
Yeah.
And she looks across at him and they're chatting and stuff. And she's playing with his chain round his neck and it's all very coupley.
Yep.
It's real forward.
Yeah, this is all starting to happen now.
Right, yeah. I don't know. I don't like any of this stuff. It's a bit OTT and it's too fast.
Oh, you've seen nothing yet, Ian.
and Wes looks like he's enjoying it and stuff. And then referring back to the kiss from the previous episode when they were playing that game.
Yeah.
She goes, sorry that the kiss was so bad. And I have never heard such a blatant hint for another kiss
grafting.
In my life.
Grafting.
Yeah, she's grafting.
Yeah.
And you know what Wes did? He said it, what we'd all have said in that situation. He said, you want to try again? And then they kiss. And it just made me feel a bit uncomfortable. I think that she's playing the game.
Yeah, I think so. She wants to stay in. And she also knows if we're kissing before the other's kissing, we're going to get a lot of camera time early days, which is very important.
Is that how it works?
You got to strike like straight off the bat, haven't you? Mm. So I think, yeah, that's exactly what she's doing. And it's annoying. She's really unlikable, unfortunately.
She is. And she thinks she's funny. Sorry, I'm turning into like one of these girls that just talk about other girls behind the back.
Hey, boys do it too.
Boys do it too.
The only good thing about Laura and Wes is if you put their names together, you get Wara, which I quite like.
Do you think that'll take
Wara
off?
It's like a tongue twister.
Wara. Are we starting that now?
Yeah, so we've got Wara.
Yeah.
Moving on to Danny.
Yeah.
Danny and, what's his name, Jack. So let's call them Janny or Dak. Which one do we
like? I
like
Dak.
Dak. Okay, so Dak.
So let's talk about Dak. Yeah, because the thing is, the more that we discuss Laura, then the more I started to get a bit more respect for her. To be honest, right, I just started thinking about it right then. She is playing the game, and that's the whole reason that you're in there. And I feel like I started hating on her a little bit just then, and then started switching when I started thinking about what Danny's done, because Danny's playing it completely wrong.
You're so annoying. You're watching for the wrong reasons then. If you're watching for the game playing, you and I are so different. I'm watching for the true love, Ian, which does happen on Love Island because Cara and Nathan have just had a baby and they're still together and they were from season one.
True.
So love does happen on Love Island. But no, I think Danny showed her true colours in the best way. She was just like, I don't want to like drag this out any longer.
Yeah.
I want to be fair. Yes, it's going to ruin her chances when it comes to recoupling. Mm. But she just wanted to be honest with him. She's been raised well. Shout out to Danny Dyer if he's listening. Great parenting. She's a lovely girl. And that conversation was just so funny. I imagine you've done this before, if a girl's ever pied you, Ian, which must have happened.
Never. Yeah, it is. It's happened, yeah.
Where he immediately went, yeah, of course.
Yeah. Sweet.
Yeah, he said,
sweet, mate. Say sweet again, Jack. Because you're not sweet. But and I apologise for doing a quick U-turn on Laura there, because I know I just slated her then went the opposite direction. But the reason I didn't get this is because I do watch this, like you say, as a guy watching a game show, almost. And I thought that, and I'm looking at Danny and I'm thinking, you know what? I don't even know how this fully works. If she gets to the end of the week and she hasn't got a partner, does she leave the crib?
Well, it depends. If the girls if it's a girl's recoupling and they pick, they're all fine. If it's a boy's recoupling and the boys pick, she's a little bit, she's in dangerous waters here, is that a saying? She's in dangerous waters because she doesn't really have anyone that's that into her anymore. Mm. And Jack's kind of stepped away. I loved how, when they were talking, my favourite line of the whole evening, she went, "We really do. It's tough because we really do get on as people." I was like, get on as people.
Yeah.
These are the lines that they say when they're in that diary room and they don't quite know what to say and they want to extend their sentences. We really do get on as people as opposed to...
Dogs.
Dogs, that's right. Yeah, as dogs, they would hate each other. But as people, Ian, Dak, get on very well.
In regards to the other couples, Hayley and EL, there's not really much to say about those two.
No.
Although they had a similar situation in the sense that they kind of called it off.
Well, yeah, Hayley pied EL. Which I did not see coming because, again, EL, like I said, them lips, just absolutely fantastic. Yeah. He took it well, though, EL. I thought he took it on his perfectly chiselled chin. It was brilliant. And then there was a nice moment between Samira and Alex.
Yeah.
Samira is not a popular contestant, but you and I love her, right?
Yeah, I'm all in with Samira. Like, I think that she kind of took a step back from it all and realised, you know what, Alex is probably going to be viewed on the outside as a bit of an underdog.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that she's playing a game by, you know, what she said to him and tried to make it all feel better and all that sort of stuff. But yeah, if she's been genuine, I don't get what the beef is because I do really like her.
I don't know what the beef is either. And do you know what? She's very talented. She's a West End performer. That is just incredible. I wish I had that kind of skill. She's a triple threat. Mm. She's nice. She's not argued with anybody. Yeah, she didn't chat much to Alex in the first instance, but it is awkward. And these people are really young. Like, how old is Samira? She's only 22.
22, yeah.
So, gosh, you know, let her get away with a little bit if she's a bit awkward around a guy that she's been coupled with and has to share a bed with that she doesn't even fancy at all and borderline repulses her.
Yeah.
But then they had a nice chat. They cleared the air and she actually said, "I'm sorry that I've not really spoken to you. I found it a bit awkward. This is all a very strange situation."
Yeah.
And I thought that was lovely. So can we all give Samira
A round of applause. I like Samira. There is one last thing I want to talk about briefly as well, actually.
Yeah.
The Kendall and Hayley conversation. There was a conversation them two had outside that really stood out to me, right?
Okay.
Hayley started saying to Kendall, this is after she had the conversation with EL, I think it was, and she's saying, "You know what? I think that you work better with Niall."
Oh, yeah.
And I think that you've got a good relationship. I think that banter's really important. But what Hayley's trying to do there, what's she trying to do? She's trying to get Adam.
I didn't even see that, Ian.
See, I'm one step ahead of the game.
Oh, my gosh, you're so right.
She started going, "Yeah, I think that you and Niall would be better for each other." Because she's fed up of EL and she's checking out the Admeister.
That is shady, isn't it?
Yeah, Abum, I call him because of his abs.
Abum, yeah, that's great. We'll have that. That is ours, by the way, if anyone's saying Abum. They heard that on Jenny and Ian's Love Island Look Back. That's great work Ian. Watch this space. Hayley's going to go for Abum. Is that what we're thinking?
I think Hayley is eyeing up the abs.
And she's pushing Kendall towards Niall. To be fair, I preferred Kendall with Niall.
Yeah,
I really did.
And all of this happened prior to a bombshell.
Oh my gosh, what? Two bombshells.
Two bombshells. One blonde, gorgeous. One brunette.
Oh gosh, it's so interesting how the dynamic changes when two new people come in, especially two, both female, both gorgeous, both single, ready to mingle.
Love Island Look Back. Lots of laughs and music you love. Weekdays when you go home, all summer long. This is Gem. Lots of laughs and music you love. With Joe and Sparky. Weekdays when you wake up. On 106 FM and digital radio across the East Midlands. And across the UK on the Gem app.
This is Gem.
So two new girls.
Recipe for jealousy with the rest of them, wasn't it?
Oh my gosh. So Georgia... And, who was the
Rosie.
Other one? Rosie. Yeah, okay. So they came in to the villa and the boys had to, like, put on a bit of a party while the girls watched from the balcony.
Yeah.
This is torture, isn't it? This is like Danny Dyer hit the nail on the head when she said, "I feel like I'm watching my boyfriend cheating on me." it must be horrible.
Well, I mean, they've only known him a couple of days.
Yeah, but it must feel like a lifetime now.
Yeah, well, one of them did say it feels like 3 weeks. I mean, for the guys, this is ace. Like,
yes.
If I'm one of the lads in there, I'm thinking, you know, there's more options at the buffet now. You know, I get to choose between a few more options.
Refer to it as a buffet, please? We are not finger food.
What, do you know what? Especially for Dr. Alex, right? If I'm Dr. Alex, I'm thinking, this is it. This is the moment
that I
have been waiting for.
Somebody else feel awkward in my company. I'm sorry. I've got to be honest, not a fan of Alex.
What?
I'm going to say it. He's a lovely guy. But here's the thing, and I'm angry at myself for saying that. Everyone's going, but he's so lovely. He's a lovely guy. Do you know what they all are? The only difference is Alex didn't get picked, so people are feeling more sorry for him. Alex is no lovelier. Think about it. Give me an example as to why Alex is any lovelier than EL.
Okay, I'm gonna tell you why. I can. Give me a second, right? EL.
You can't.
Yep, EL, right? He talks a bit like this, and he's real swaggy.
He could still be lovely.
Whereas the doctor is a bit modest. One of the things I really enjoyed, we'll get to it, when he got his text message, and he stumbled on the line.
I know.
And I'm just like, he's just a real modest, chilled out. I mean, not chilled out. He's
nervous.
A bit nervous guy. Like him.
Why is he in Love Island, Ian?
Because he's relatable.
But they're all in Love Island, right? Because they're all a certain type of person. He's no different to the rest of them. If anything, just a little bit less attractive. I'm going to say it.
No, he's a good-looking guy.
He's all right. He's okay. But I don't know why he's like all of a sudden the nation's sweetheart and people like Samira are getting a hard rep. This could be controversial, but that is how I feel.
People like an underdog, Jenny. People love an underdog. Let's talk about Georgia then. What do you make of Georgia?
Georgia, I didn't like her VT, as we mentioned in yesterday's episode. Yeah. And I thought she was a bit too feisty.
Yeah.
She came in. She was confident. And like a round of applause. Because I would have been terrified. I was watching the slow-mo of them walking into the villa, and my heart was racing for them. They're two young girls, and she has the confidence like that I would just wish to have, especially at that age. So yeah, I quite like her. She's fiery.
Do you think so? I mean, I think that she was coming in and she was, like I just said about eyeing up a buffet, that's exactly what she was doing. What about when they were all sat around, she was like, "Sir, how are you finding your couples? Is it all going well for you?"
She led the conversation.
Yeah.
That's great.
She dominated the situation.
Very impressive. Yeah. Very young. And then Rosie, who I initially thought I preferred, this is why it's amazing, this show, thought I preferred yesterday.
Yeah.
I now think I prefer Georgia because Rosie, she was fine. We didn't get to know much about her. She didn't say a lot. And she obviously was sending vibes to Abham because what was it he said?
Well, do you know what? I've said nothing but good things about Abham, right? And one of the main reasons is because, of course, he looks like a chiseled Adonis.
Yes.
The second thing is because he comes across as really mature for a 22-year-old.
Yeah.
Talks real well.
Mm-hmm.
And he's real modest.
Mm-hmm.
Until he said the words... let me just go to my notes. I want to get this word for word.
Okay.
He said, "Rosie is going to pick me if she gets chance."
I loved that.
I didn't, because bear in mind, he already knew at that point that finally Dr. Alex was getting his first date with Rosie.
Yeah, but sad. And she's probably gonna come back a little bit bored. Like, Dr. Alex, no chat. He's got no chat.
Yes, he has.
Where have we seen it? Well, has he made one joke? I'm sorry, Wes and Niall, they are dropping joke bangers all the time. They're just brilliant. A doc hasn't said one funny
that's
thing.
That's because we haven't seen the doc in a situation where he's been able to be relaxed and comfortable with a woman where they can just have a conversation. Everybody hates on him. Imagine this. You go out with Alex. Mm. "Hey, Alex, what have you been up to over the past couple of months?" "Well, you know, probably saved a couple of lives. Did some. I don't know if he's done surgery. I don't know. You know, he's an A&E doctor, so I imagine he's done some pretty incredible things."
Don't play the doctor card because I cannot argue with that. That's amazing.
"Adam, what you been up to?" "Well, I helped somebody get some abs because he's a personal trainer." No beef for that, but also...
He's also saving lives. Cardiovascular health and all that. He's still saving lives and he saved my life the second I cast my eyes on him. I'm sorry, when Abham said them words that he was so confident Rosie's going to pick him if she gets the chance, I just thought, imagine going through life. What a beautiful thing with that confidence and so sure of yourself that you just know everyone wants a bit. Like, that's great.
That is...
I wish I had that.
Nah, I'm not feeling it. I thought it was arrogant. And, you know, like I said, I had him on a pedestal for a long time. Now, let's talk quickly about Niall and Georgia, because they're going on a date now.
Okay.
So if you actually put this all into perspective, right, what could actually happen here is Niall goes with Georgia, they get together.
Yeah.
Because I actually think that could work from the outside.
They're both really fun and bubbly. So it's either going to be brilliant or awful.
Yeah. So them two get together.
Yeah.
Right. Put them aside.
Okay.
Niall's out the equation. Georgia's out the equation.
Okay.
Adam gets what he wants and he steals the doc's girl.
Yeah.
Which could end up being Rosie.
Yeah.
Adam and Rosie.
Yeah.
Kendall, you're with the doc, love.
Poor Kendall.
No, that's great.
Poor Kendall. To be fair, though, Kendall needs a hug. I like Kendall. She's so real. She's hurt from her previous relationship.
Not
She's going through it. And actually, the doc would be a shoulder to cry on.
Yeah, I agree.
It's probably all he can be at this point. But she just needs a lot of personality there.
She just needs to stop talking about her ex.
I know. Now, can I talk about... So the girls are all on the balcony. Mm. They watch these two lovely girls come in. They watch the guys kind of go, oh, gosh, here we go. I just thought it was brilliant because it made all them girls on that balcony that are already creating nice friendships, it made them really bond really quick because when you bring in like an enemy, essentially, what do? You team up, don't you? You group together. And it's so interesting to see it. And it's also funny how the girls that had dumped their guys that day all of a sudden wanted the guys back. They were going, why are they wearing shirts? Little detail. And this is what we do. We look into everything.
This is what I found fascinating because we came in and we wanted to save the chat for the podcast, but your opinion shocked me a little bit, but it also made me realise that's just a female perspective. Well, not in general, but it's nice and interesting to hear a female perspective of this because I saw a snake pit. You know, I just saw a snake pit of haters and jealousy just bubbling away on this little balcony on the tippy toes looking over what's happening.
Yeah.
And you saw it as this cool clicky thing, but it's like, have you been in that situation before, Jenny?
Yeah, well, yeah, of course I have, yes. I live my life in a ball of insecurity, Ian, yes I do. No, it is interesting that you saw it that way because that's why it makes great TV. I just thought, come on, girls, rally together. And I did like Dani Dyer. She's probably my favourite girl today, currently. Love her so much.
She needs to stop crying, man. She needs to stop crying.
Danny?
Yeah.
No, you think I'm on about Kendall.
No, Danny's been crying as well.
Has she?
Yeah.
Oh bless her. With her perfectly tinted eyelashes, which I need to learn how she does.
Did she hair dry her eyelashes?
This is amazing. This is blowing my mind. I've been Googling it all day.
Right.
So she said to the diary cam, she was like, it's not even the girls. The girls seem lovely. It's the guys. Why are they acting like that? She was angry with the lads. And I thought, yes, Danny. I just like it when the girls stick together. And the second them dates are over and then two new girls come in, them girls will welcome them with open arms. It'll be fine.
You think so?
Yes, it will.
I think Danny's going to end up with EL. I'm putting it out there. That is my prediction. I think them two will end up together.
What a nice couple, actually. And maybe her like real off the wallness will complement his deepness.
Yeah.
Hashtag deep.
Hashtag deep. And then, do you know what? We need to start a hashtag. Why don't we end on this hashtag?
Okay.
Samira needs a man.
Samira needs a man.
She deserves a man.
Also, maybe hashtag Samira needs a mate because no one likes her. And I'll say it again, we love her. Samira to win. Okay, here we go. We've got three hashtags.
All three are going to be trending.
On this. Yeah, if you take one thing away from today's podcast episode, here we go. Hashtag
Samira needs a man.
Hashtag Samira needs a mate.
Hashtag Samira needs to win. What are we going with?
Hashtag Samira needs to win.
Yeah, let's go with that.
Okay, great stuff. Right, we'll see you tomorrow for more
Love Island Look Back.
Jenny and Ian's Love Island Look Back. Lots of laughs and music you love. Weekdays when you go home, all summer long.
This is Jem.